Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And welcome back to the Manny Diaz Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Manny Diaz. On Saturday, the Hurricanes and North Carolina State at 7:30. They are ranked 18th in the country. They come in, they've won five in a row, had a big second half against Boston College, but that's another great opportunity for your squad.
It is. Night game, ranked team coming in. We played a great game against them a year ago. Got a lot of respect for their team and their program. They are a very, very experienced team. They're playing with a ton of confidence because they got some momentum early with their schedule. They have the one loss on the road at Mississippi State. But they were able to beat, South Florida, Furman. They got the big one against Clemson, and that obviously, once you get something like that, they had a great home crowd. Place was going crazy. Won the game in double overtime. And then, as you mentioned, they came off a bye, went to BC last week, 7-7 at halftime, and then ran away from the game in the third quarter, scored, I think, 21 or 24 in the third quarter, turned a tight game into a – scored on special teams. BC muffed a punt. They scooped and scored. Hit a couple of long touchdown passes in the course of the game. So they're a very well-balanced team. They run the ball well. They throw the ball well. We saw a year ago they've got some really, really good receivers on the outside. They got two backs that run the ball hard, tough runners, run through contact, tough to bring down. And they have an offensive line that features, in my mind, the left tackle, who's he's by far the best offensive lineman in this league, and he's got to be one of the best in the country. And he is a mean dude, and he's throwing guys all around him. He's one to watch. I mean, he will be playing on Sundays for sure.
Coach Leary, their quarterback, 12 touchdowns, zero interceptions the last four ball games, and he just seems to become more and more comfortable and confident in his role.
Yeah, they're protecting the ball. They're protecting their defense. Obviously, they're playing great defense, but he is. They're running the ball, and that's what they're doing. They're running the football, and then they'll take their shots, throwing it down the field. And I think you mentioned he's comfortable. He's protecting the football, but he's got to. He's got an arsenal of experienced, talented guys to distribute the ball around to, and really good understanding of what they're trying to do in the passing game as well.
They play complementary football, and one of the big compliments they get, I mentioned this to you in the break, is their punter. Trenton Gill, he's averaging 46 yards a punt, but more importantly, he's at 13 of 50 yards or more, and he's pinning teams back. Is that something you have to prepare for during the week? Not so much the fact that he's going to punt at 50 yards, but there is a possibility you have to play in the long field.
Yeah, I mean, field position matters, right? But what you have to look at is can you find ways to mix pressure to try to speed him up? Can you get a great hold up where maybe he can outkick his coverage? Like I said, I thought the emergence of Jacoby George a week ago, the punt return team, their effort will always have something to do with who's back there returning it. They know, hey, if I block a little bit longer, this guy's got a chance to spring something. And I thought what Jacoby put on tape this past week will give those guys, hey, you know what? We may have a guy back here that can do it and can take something potentially even all the way. So that's always the danger. I mean, obviously, our guy can bang it too on punts, and our guys take a lot of pride in straining down there, because when you punt the ball 50 some odd yards, there's a distance between the coverage and the ball carrier, and you got to be able to close that gap quickly.
Coach, it seems almost at times that the running game has gotten lost in college football, but North Carolina State certainly depends on Bam Knight, their running back, and he's a powerful guy and has been very consistent for them.
Yeah, and they have they hang their hat on the outside zone play. I mean, they'll do some inside zone encounter, but they're an outside zone running team. And, I mentioned this before, it's a play we didn't play very well a year ago. We play it better this year, but they're the way they do it. I mean, everyone does it a little bit differently. And the thing you got to imagine when you're tackling tough running backs, on the thing on zone is everybody's getting blocked by somebody. So you got to bring a guy down with a guy who's pushing on you from a blocking standpoint as well. So it's going to be a toughness game. It's going to be a physical game, and that's the way they want it, and that's the way we like it as well.
I know you pay attention to the metrics. You're averaging, giving up 3.9 yards per rush now, so under 4 yards a carry in the run game. How significant is that? Where do you see your run defense right now, and are those numbers supporting the effort and all those things?
It's getting better. I still think our front's playing very well, and I think that the way our linebackers are fitting the run is getting better. You know, the run game this past week was quarterback draw, where they've got an extra blocker against all your guys. That won't be a threat against NC State. But it's a new week. Every week's a different challenge. But absolutely, we had a difficult time against them a year ago because we had a hard time stopping that outside zone play. That will be, you know, the first battle where it's fought. And our guys, I think they've taken pride. I know our defensive line's taken pride in the way they've improved from how we played that play a year ago. Same thing at backer. And then you got to make sure you're good on the secondary as well, because, you know, we had one get on the secondary last week, couldn't get on the ground, and that became an explosive run. So it's a challenge for all 11 guys on our defense.
And you're facing a 3-3 defensive front where they've got the three down guys and the three linebackers. A little bit of an oddity. How do you adjust to that, and what are some of the keys to having success against that front?
Yeah, well, and it's twofold, right? It's you know, you got to be right with your IDs, because obviously if there's three down, there's more different guys that they can bring. And then it also presents another guy in potential coverage. You know, so a guy like Tyler, it's really going from UVA, it was an odd even team, to Carolina, it was an odd team, to NC State, it was a 3-3 stack. Tyler's not gotten really the three most simple defense to start his ACC career against. Mm-hmm. So you have a team that can be very multiple in coverage. You know, they can drop eight, they can bring the house, they can, you know, roll this way, roll that way, play with one safety deep, two safeties deep. They've got a lot of arsenal that they throw at you. So it's a lot, but you got to, you know, there's always a tell, and Tyler's got to do a great job of just trusting his keys, trust what Coach Lashley tells him. The line's got to do a great job of trusting their keys and make sure they pick up the guys that they're assigned to pick up, and you go on from there.
They also have a lot of experience. They have a lot of R's in front of GR, redshirt graduate students, in particular in the secondary and at wide receivers. So do you think plays on the perimeter will be really important in this game?
Oh, I absolutely do. I still think that's a big place where we've, you know, offensively, that's where we've improved from a year ago, is on the outside. We made some big plays on the outside against them a year ago. We'll have to see how they play us in response to that. And on both sides of the ball. I mean, obviously, you know, when they go throw it, they like to throw the ball deep to the outside as well. So I think that's going to be a big deal for both teams.
Coach, when you talk about the new faces in this ball game, you mentioned, you know, Dunson and Elijah Roberts has elevated his game. What do you talk to the young guys about, the freshmen about? You know, again, it's going to be a big game at Hard Rock, but what is the message you try to relay to those guys?
Consistency, do your job. Those guys come in with a lot of fanfare. Sometimes they feel like they have to do something extra special to justify why they're there. You know, if they have to come save the day, and they don't have to come save the day. They have on offense, they got to, you know, do their job. When it's open, throw into them, catch it, run. If they hand you the ball defensively, play your area of responsibility. You know, if the ball shows up, tackle it. You know, run the ball. I mean, just all the basic things. Their talent. The great thing is, when talented guys do their job, the talent comes through. Right, when talented guys don't do their job, or try to do someone else's job, or try to do too much, then their talent doesn't come through. So, you know, trust who you are. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to make a heroic play. It's like we mentioned with Jafari Harvey. I mean, Jafari just played his keys, played off the cut block, and the ball was presented to him. He didn't think on this play, I'm going to go jump a pass. You know, he just did what the offensive lineman told him to do, and all of a sudden the ball showed up. And that's really how, that's the cool thing about football. That's what I love about it, is that when you press to try to make a play, it normally doesn't happen. You know, when you just trust your training, you do what the coaches tell you to do, you know, you make yourself just a, you know, a part of an 11-man unit and on offense or defense, generally speaking, the plays come. And the more talented you are, usually the more the plays come. So those guys don't have to do anything special, just do their job and do it full speed.
We've talked about the young players. I think one of your veteran players is really starting to have an impact, probably, I think, with his leadership and his playmaking, has been Zach McLeod. I won't go on my soapbox about the call against Zach McLeod, or should I?
You can. Huh? I'll give you permission.
Nobody
can answer.
Sam Howell is a two-way player. He's a quarterback and he's a running back. So does he get to play by two sets of rules? As far as I'm concerned, Zach McLeod hit him hard and fair. But that's not the point. The point is, I think Zach is kind of playing pretty well right now.
He is. He's doing the little things right. Obviously he's as tough as anybody on the team. He's really taken to playing defensive end. I think that fits him well. And he's got a skill set, you know. And he's hard to block. He can go fast. He can bend. And just that rotation of guys we've had at defensive end, I think keeps everybody fresh, allows them all to go hard. And I think it's really benefiting us up front.
DeAndre Johnson also, what have you seen with him the last couple of weeks?
Same thing, DeAndre. I think both those guys have played well in the last 3 weeks. You always want to be able to measure it in the sacks, TFL numbers. It's not always the way, again, right. The play doesn't always come find you that way. But in terms of being solid at the point of attack, doing their job, all those things, that's been there, you know. And then, like I said, when you do that enough, then the plays will usually come.
Coach, Chase Smith is a name that we've talked about throughout the season so far. How is he figuring into the equation right now?
Yeah, Chase, we had on campus in the dorm, there was a virus that went through. We had a lot of guys that got sick. It ran through almost our entire freshman class during the bye week. Mm-hmm. So like Chase, and I bring that up because Chase is a guy that missed some time for that, and a guy that we really thought during the bye week we can get him some more snaps, you know, in practice to really get him one step closer to getting game ready. He's a long, rangy guy, big, strong, can run and tackle, you know, and so you want to find a role for that guy in your defense. And I think that over the next 6 weeks, I think you'll see that role start to grow more and more.
Maybe we can finish up here where we started, which would be, I think your team earned a lot of respect with the way they played last week, with their energy and their passion, which is what you're going to have again this week, right? And you get that from youth, but you also get that from veteran players whose time might be running out just because of eligibility.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we challenged them. I mean, it was a challenge after the Virginia game. Obviously we showed it. We showed the fight at the end of the Virginia game, right? And we said, okay, this was a week to say, all right, what do we have? Do we have guys that are up for this? You know, because obviously there's a lot of ways where you could say, you know what, I'm not sure I'm up for this fight. Things are tough right now. And I got to tell you, the team did it. I mean, they showed that. You know, I mean, as I mentioned, the mental toughness that they showed on Saturday when the things didn't go right and they didn't blink, they stayed for each other, they stayed positive, gave us a chance to win the game. Now, you know, you got the fight, okay? But we got to find ways to win games. We got to find ways to not put ourselves in such a hole. You know, so let's look at the things that are putting us there, and if there are things that are fundamental and things that have been repped and preached over and over and over, especially to older guys, and we're still making those mistakes, gotta move on, you know, because ultimately this team deserves to win with their effort, but they're not gonna win if we keep making the mistakes we're making. So we've got to keep that effort, we gotta keep that fight, but we gotta limit the mistakes that are getting us beat.
And Manny, on that topic, decisions in personnel in this sport, if it's at this level and really high school and of course in the NFL, you evaluate very, very closely. When everybody sits down and watches the game on Sunday or Monday, well, it depends what league you're in, but you're watching this football game and you're getting critiqued. So there's never favoritism. It's always the performance dictates the starter.
That's right. We always say we critique the performance, not the performer.
Right.
Don't take it personal, which is hard.
Oh,
because
yes,
everybody's got pride. It's hard. Nobody likes to tell the truth Sunday, but you got to tell the truth. Because when we always say when we watch the film, we're just reading the news. You know, it's not the opinion page, not the editorial, it's the news. And if you don't like the way that it looks on film, you have the right to fix it. Now the difference is, as coaches, what you have to look at is every mistake's not the same. Okay, and what I mean by that is, how many times has this young man been put in this situation? How many times has he repped this? Mm-hmm. Not just in practice last week, in his career. So again, if a guy's been through tackle circuit 400 times in his career and abandons his training on game day, he knows how. Something's happened to him in that heat of the moment that makes him abandon his fundamentals, right? If a guy just got here and he's a freshman and he's trying to make a play and trying to do this and he abandons his training, but he doesn't have the habit and the muscle memory built. Because what will happen is a player will make a mistake and say, well, that guy made a mistake too. Why does he still get to play and I'm not playing? Well, not all mistakes are made the same. You know, and that's, I think that's a part of it, you know, and that's where the players have to be responsible, you know, for their fundamentals. Everyone's going to make a mistake on the field. Those things happen. It's a game. There's no perfect teams. There's no perfect games. But the fundamentals, the things that are the non-negotiables, those are the things that the players, the coaches have to take pride in training the players, that they can believe that they're in their training and react naturally on game day without having to think twice about it.
All right, a big game on Saturday. Miami and North Carolina State, Hard Rock Stadium, 7:30, an opportunity for the Hurricanes to light the fuse here. And who knows, you get one, and then a whole lot more might follow right behind that. We'll continue on the show right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.